Well, the church today tries to give us instruction about the meaning of our life. You know, as somebody once said, the only real tragedy in life is not to be a saint. Well, that's God's work, right? Yes. But we have to yield to it. We have to let Him. And we have to be, bothering Him. He likes that. When we trust Him enough, you know, to say, Lord, I'm a disaster. Can you fix me up? Yes. The problem is not that we don't try hard or that we're not saints because we don't try hard. It's that we don't yield to the work of the Father in the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, we'd be a lot holier than we are. And so the church today takes these three readings. They're all different aspects of it. You know, it really is funny, isn't it? What's life all about? You remember the catechism? Why did God make you? Know Him and love Him. Right? So what do you think about that? So that means we're not, you know, created to worry about the mortgage or to make sure we have good vacations, or but to know Him, to love Him, and to serve Him in this life, and to be happy with Him forever in heaven. That's what we're made for. Back when the hippies were all around, I was living up at Madonna House, and that was a mecca, because it was already a hippie way of life without being hippie, you know. It was quite poor. And anyway, I was living in a little cabin then on the grounds, and then I lived several years in a hermitage. But a big, tall kid with a deep voice comes in, and he said, "They say you have lived alone for many years." I say, "Yes." "Tell me, what have you learned?" I said, "You know what I've learned? That it's damn hard to be real." "Thank you very much." And he walked out. But it's, he was interested, you know. I mean, that's something. But are we real? You know, are we fake? You know, we can impress one another if we're good at faking, but we can't impress God. He already loves us. He can't be any more impressed than He is. But what He's dying to do is have that love become a fire in us for our sake, but not just our sake. You know, I was praying one day for the whole world in my hermitage. And I said, "Lord, there must be one central source of all the evil. Why don't you just blot that out?" And He said, "Look out, might be you." Whoop. You see, this movement to sanctity, this is what we're doing. And so we have to, but it's letting God do it. There is no way. We can hardly stay out of sin, much less be saints. But God wants to do that. God wants to do that. And He will. And He'll win us over. And that's the... So this first reading is all about this great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. Hear it? Every race, nation, people, and tongue. That's why the church is Catholic, Catholicos, all over. You see? And they stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes, holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice. Salvation is from our God, who is seated on the throne and from the Lamb. That's salvation. Do you know who's making all that noise out there? What's that? Oh, okay. Well, we'll just have to offer it up for them. And so this vision of heaven, a lot of the saints had a vision of heaven. It kept them going, you know? And so then we say of ourselves, this is the people that longs to see your face. Is that right? You know, St. Catherine of Siena, very often when we received the Eucharist, would say, oh, thank you, Lord, thank you. But how long do we have to keep this up in symbol? I want to see you. You see? And then the next one is, you see, we're called God's children already. So what is it going to be? You see, we know that when it is revealed, our full identity, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is, forever. You see? Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure as he is pure. It's and then, you know, one of the great moral theologians of our day, Father Servé Pinkers, a Dominican taught in Freiburg. And he said, moral theology, you don't study canon law, you don't study just the virtues. If you want to understand moral theology, you study the Beatitudes. That's Christian morality. It's different, isn't it? It isn't, well, we'll survive, you know, and we'll make it. No. This is the judgment. This is our norm, our pattern. So blessed are the poor in spirit. That means no tickets on ourselves. You know, just poor in spirit. You know who's really a great example of that? And I got to quit, even though we added 5 minutes. I still have to quit. The fellow our Lord talks about in the parable about the Pharisee and the publican. And the guy in the back, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Ask our Lord to show you how he thrills to describe that person. He's identified with that person. He doesn't need mercy because he sins. He's God. But in his human being, he's gathering the whole world. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Okay. Now let's stay.